Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So tell me, John, how was your Christmas?
Oh, my goodness. I had a very, very exciting, good Christmas. Had some family in town, and we really had a wonderful time. You know, we had a chance to go into the city. I think it was Friday night. I think I sent you some pictures.
Yeah, were you ice skating? Were you ice skating there at?
Well, we went over to Bryant Park, to City Pond, City Bank. There's this huge ice skating rink right in the middle of the park. You'd never even know. They totally transformed the park.
Oh, cool. It froze over, or did they freeze it themselves? Did it freeze over itself?
I don't know what they do to it. They make, you know, you can't even tell. It's like a platform. They actually make a skating rink on there. I don't know how they do it, but
chemicals.
Right over a park.
It's chemicals.
Chemicals.
Something
it's
made,
amazing.
Something
it's
made
amazing.
In Jersey.
But it's so nice. They have music going on. They have all these little shops, and you get to see all the lights in the city. It was really cool. We went down to...
It was pretty neat. I saw some pictures.
Yeah, it's really nice. Really nice. New York City is a nice place to be during the holidays if you're not freezing. But we're walking. We're walking all the way to... to F.A.O. Schwartz. I had some, my sister came in town and my brother, and they wanted to go to this toy store, F.A.O. Schwartz. If you ever saw the movie Big a long time ago, where Tom Hanks is dancing on that piano, that's where that store, I guess that was filmed at or whatever. So we're heading down there, and there's just mobs of people that are headed towards the tree, the Rockefeller Center tree. And all of a sudden, we start singing Christmas carols, and this whole mob of people joins in with us, and we're like
mob?
For a whole
was it that thing they do?
No, we just started just goofing around and start singing Christmas carols as we were walking, just in our little group. When you walk in New York City, there's just like tons of small little groups because everybody's walking the same path, and before you know it, we had, you know, over 50 people singing beautiful Christmas carols all the way through. It was just hilarious. And it's just one of those weird moments on, you know.
That's cool. Well, I mean, you're in the theater district, you know.
Just goofing around, having a good time.
A lot of waiters out there, I'm sure, that are wanting to be on the stage.
Yeah. Well, we missed Pat. You know, Pat would have busted a little solo there. But
we three kings are merrily bright.
So it was nice. It was a really good time. I had some time with the family and just kicking back. And it's really good, man. Really awesome just to pause and just to reflect on the Lord and Jesus' birthday and just talk about the real meaning of Christmas. And we had time of just...
Well, I noticed that your little brother is bigger than you.
That picture's inflated. You know, you take an angle.
Do you think that's inflated, or do you think your viewpoint of your size is inflated? I mean, think about it. He looks like some, you know, WWE wrestler dude or something.
Dude, he's been like that since he was 12.
No. Literally. And it's like John came up to maybe his middle rib or something. It was like,
The sweatshirt. The sweatshirt was puffy. Yeah, I had to look at the picture. I had to re-look at it.
We're looking at it and we're pulling out the slide roll just to see how much more he grew. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, Adam, Officer Narvaez is just thickened up and working out, and it's amazing to see. It could have been the angle. I don't know. Last time I remember, you guys were pretty close, but he looked about twice your size. I mean, luckily your grandmother was between you guys, which threw off the distraction. You know, if you pull your grandmother out, cover her up, and look at you, Jim's like half the size. You're like half. It could have been somebody sitting down low taking the picture. Was that it?
It's the angle.
Well, Adam, we ask you for a rematch, man. We'll y'all stand side by side. We get us a new pitcher. But I know he's been working out. I mean, I'm sure he can lift some weight and all
he's
that.
He's in great shape. Working out, eating a lot, and working out. So he's you know.
Oh, it's a deputy. Everywhere you go, they go, have some more. Thank you. That's not my vest. I don't wear my vest anymore. That's not my bulletproof vest. That is chicken and dumplings.
Oh, my goodness.
How cold is it?
Very cold. It was blistering cold in the city.
But how cold is it now?
Snowed.
How cold is it? This weekend or yesterday, it was 10 degrees in Denver.
Well, it's 28 degrees here today.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right, right. It's a blistering 78 down here on Emerald Coast.
Pretty close.
And don't let the wind come out either. Wind will cut you up.
Well, it's 15 now in Denver, but it was 10 degrees. It was 10 degrees in Denver. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And most people don't know that who live in Denver, because like, I'm not going to come
they never
outside.
Leave the house.
I'm not going to. I heard Canada. I'm trying to think of the city up there. It's winter 9 months out of the year. Mm. I mean, like 10, 20, 30 degrees below zero. Mm. I'm like, yeah, that's bad.
People live there?
Yeah, they live there. They have houses. Yeah. If I named the city, you would know who it is, but I'm drawing it blank as usual. But yet, I mean, 9 months, I'd need therapy. Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
No sun for 9 months. I mean, immediately, you know, the business part of me is like, hey, we could build an indoor theme park and put some, you know, lights up and bring people. They probably have those things up there, I would think. But
they have a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, okay. You need to be able to do something like that to be able to survive. But the houses are only like $3 or something.
I wonder why.
But the therapy's $17,000 an hour.
No sunlight? Jeez.
Speaking of wonderful weekends, I was excited to see how thorough Pat was with his Christmas shopping as he thought all year long and planned things. That was just so neat. I got to take notes next year so I can be
absolutely
as prepared as he was. So how was your Christmas?
It was wonderful.
It was?
It was very nice. Got all my shopping done on the midnight Christmas Eve.
Oh, really?
The midnight hour. It was pretty close.
Wow.
Wow. What a thought process.
The guy was faithful.
He wanted to make sure he thought the whole thing out.
Yeah,
the
I
last
like to think about it. For
moment
a long
and last second. And, yeah. But, you know, I had mine well planned, you know, as
really?
Normal. And actually, it was a word of knowledge. If I didn't have a word of knowledge, you know, I'd be in trouble, right?
I know, that's right.
I'd be in trouble. But that's enough. You know,
what'd you do?
Just got the right kind of gift for the right kind of person. And we had a wonderful time. We actually didn't. We got together we had family come together on Christmas Eve. Donna,
ooh.
Donna fixed Belgian waffles.
Ooh.
Belgian waffles, for all the children and grandchildren and my parents. And, we had just all kinds of sausage and bacon and ham.
Oh,
it was a really good idea. Breakfast is pretty. It's a good idea. Anyway, so did that and just watched the grand boys. It's hilarious watching the children. There's you can't judge how a child's going to be until after Christmas because they're like angels that kind of floated in with their wings,
yeah.
Kind of flapped around you. Hello, grandfather. How are you today? Can I get something for you? Because the presents are still wrapped under the tree.
Yeah,
they're still
right.
Wrapped under the tree, right? Oh, can I sit by you? Can I sit by you? Of course, I love my grandsons. But they are just squozed up, tied up around me, and we're talking. I pulled out. Well, actually, he looked at my phone. I downloaded an app, which is not like me, of the GarageBand or something on my phone. I think you and I were talking about that.
Yeah.
And kind of just sits there. There's a lot of apps that I've downloaded that I've never even did. It just sits there. If you judge me by my apps, it will not be correct because I've never used them. Your Honor, I only downloaded it. I never even looked at it. And he saw GarageBand, so he started pounding on my phone and oh my goodness. That's anyway, so I hooked it up to the sound system. And so he was beating drums out and stuff for everybody, and of course everybody was hating it and I was loving it. And one of my grandsons casually bumped into my cup of coffee and it kind of poured all over the place, and he and I didn't stop or phase or nothing. Everybody else just got up, cleaned up the coffee. We just kept on going, you know. I mean, you don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a moment in time. So we had a chance to do that. But then we got together and did a family portrait picture, you know. And I'm looking forward to being able to share that. Just the family just growing. It's just amazing how the family's growing. And I have 4 grandsons and one on the way. I'm very excited about Asher. And that's kind of how it went, you know. And, of course, when we gave them their gifts, they said, only one gift. I'm like, it's a Mercedes.
I was a thank you. Can I have
that? Yeah, no. I was, you know, flesh is. We live amongst it all the time. I'm used to that.
That's what Pat said when I gave him his gift. Is that?
I remember, Brenda.
You gave me a gift?
Yeah. By the way, I asked y'all about my gifts, and I remember you guys got quiet. I totally quiet. So I went.
You didn't get it?
Well, I took y'all's back and used the money and got what y'all would have gotten me if you would have gotten me something.
There
but I do love, I'll tell you what I do. I mean, These iTunes people give me iTunes cards to be able to get some stuff. But let me tell you, Amazon cards.
Amazon.
That's on. Amazon has a broader range. I'm stuck with songs and
apps.
Apps.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Amazon is where I shop. Yeah, that's exactly. Why, that is amazing. You just pay a certain fee for the year, and it doesn't cost you any shipping. I mean, you need a toothbrush. Somebody says, run to the store. You pull your phone out, go click, click, click. Of course, I don't like the toothbrush, but it's amazing how quickly it comes. And if you're thinking about, hey, I might get something, you can put it on a wish list.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be careful, because if you don't adjust your settings, everybody knows on your wish list. Are you sharing my stuff on my wish list? That's totally crazy. I got to tell you about that, Pat. You've got a couple things on your wish list you need to probably.
Those fairy bunny slippers?
Yeah, I know. It was the bunny slippers, man. It was the bunny slippers. Don and I were out riding on Christmas Day, because we did everything on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. After we opened up, she really liked my gift. It was really.
Oh, she did.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah. Score.
It was amazing. She was so surprised. You know,
wow.
I mean, everything. I mean, she was always like, oh. You know, and I'm like, yes, I know. She goes, thank you so much.
No,
you know,
no.
And of course, what you do, this is what you got to get your wife. You got to get her jewelry.
Oh.
And you got to get her not just cologne, but you got to get her liquid money that you spray on her. Perfume is amazing how much it costs. Ooh. I'm like, oh my goodness, we got to save up.
Really?
And then it's like, yes, but this is a big bottle. This has 3 ounces in it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, well, from my law enforcement experience, that's illegal. I just get it's told, but it was worth it. Of course, Donna is worth it, and we had a real good time, and got a chance to spend some time with all of them, and it's really cool. Yeah, so that's what it did.
Very nice.
I got tools. I got some tools.
Oh,
it was very good because
for
my office.
Yeah, for me. Thank you.
Oh, no, wow. These are mine. These are my tools. Actually, I was trying to find a saw, and I thought I'm probably gonna have to text Pat to find out if I have a saw. Because I have this. You know, you got these dog toys you get. You know, and Max, he looks so my dog, my German Shepherd. I look at him, and he looks at me, and we know what we're saying.
Ooh.
And. He's saying a couple of things I'm not saying. Right? He doesn't want to sniff something. No, son. No, Max. I don't want that. But we're talking back and forth. He looks at me. He taps his. He knocks on the door with his paw, because he's got like a 12-inch crowfoot type glass door. So he doesn't scratch or nothing. He just knocks on it. He just says, good morning.
Mm-hmm.
He says, good morning. And so I get him stuff. I get him stuff, and he's like, oh, this, because he looks so lonely. He's talking to me. He's like, I need some stuff to chew on. I need something. Yeah, I've been back here for quite some time, and now I can't see out the fence. He's late trying to find a crack in the fence. And so I get him something, and as soon as I get him something, he grabs it and runs right to a place in the yard. He digs a hole. He buries it. And you never see it again. It's like, what is ingrained in you that you cannot have a toy? You know, and I paid all that money, and you bury the thing in the dirt, and he walks around going like, I ain't got a toy. You got 15,000 toys buried in the dirt. Dig them up. And so, I mean, seriously, you'd never see the toy again. It's amazing.
Gone.
Totally gone. He's like, I don't know anything about it. Next day, he knocks on the door, hey, how you doing? I really need something to chew on. I think his thrill is about digging in the yard and burying it. So, and it costs a lot of money. But do you know how much a lodgepole 2x4x8 costs?
What?
Now you would know. I mean,
you're asking me? Oh, probably about $4 or $5.
$4 or $5. 8-foot chewing toy. 8-foot chewing toy that is, you know, $4.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. No chemicals, lots of pole studs, the ones they build houses with. It's not all that treated lumber and stuff.
Mm.
You know, he's just, no, no. And he's got a limp. Anyway, so. And so I thought, man, I'm going to go. When I was at Lowe's, and I got a 2x4x8, even the curled bent up one. You know, I thought, I'll just help somebody out. I'll take the bent one.
Yeah.
And I'm going to cut it up when I find this all. I'm going to cut it up in small pieces and just throw him a block of wood and let him chew it twice and go bury it, and then throw him another one. You know, $4 may carry me like 4 months or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's brilliant. That's just brilliant. Don't spend all that money on them rubber toys and stuff. Dogs like stuff their teeth go into.
Did you find the saw?
No, today I'm going to have to, you know where my saw is at? I don't even know if I have one.
I think
one.
It's a bit shit back
if
there.
If you ever raised, a son, tools are something you just kind of wait and see if you're going to have it in the future. Well, I remember I was gone from my dad's house for like, I don't know, 30 years. You know, he'd look at me and go, do you have my screwdriver? Are you serious? You know, I don't have your tools.
But that's my tool now, you mean?
Something between a dad and a son, the dad always assumes that the son must have taken the tool. Of course, what happens is we just lose our memory.
Yeah, right.
And we set it down somewhere and have to text somebody, do I have one of those? Do I have one of those? Do want to say, I was starting to talk about it and I changed the subject somehow. Don and I was driving on Christmas Day because we had that kind of open. We're driving around and loved it. Everything was closed. The only time you ever see stuff like that normally down in the Gulf Coast is because of hurricanes. But everything's closed because it's Christmas Day. And we see this sign. And in the sign, we saw it. We just had to be able to take this picture.
Oh, wow.
Because in this picture, it made me think of Eddie. And we shot it to, I sent it to him or not, but I tried to send it to him and Maria. But it says, Eddie's House of Barbecue. I'm thinking, oh, he would love that. He would totally love that. Donna's like, take the picture. And but it just made me think about his good cooking. I'm looking.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.